This podcast is brought to you by Odiogo.com.
Protect witness and their interest, says Supreme Court. In Himanshu Singh Sabharwal versus State of MP and Others 2008, 4 SCR 783, where Supreme Court in paragraphs 14 and 15 has observed as under, witnesses, as Bentham said, are the eyes and ears of justice. Hence, the importance and primacy of the quality of trial process. If the witness himself is incapacitated from acting as eyes and ears of justice, the trial gets petrified and paralyzed, and it no longer can constitute a fair trial. The incapacitation may be due to several factors, like the witness being not in a position for reasons beyond control to speak the truth in the court, or due to negligence or ignorance or some corrupt collusion. Time has become ripe to act on account of numerous experiences faced by courts on account of frequent turning of witnesses as hostile, either due to threats, coercion, lures and monetary considerations at the instance of those in power, their henchmen and hirelings, political clouts and patronage and innumerable other corrupt practices ingenuously adopted to smother and stifle truth and realities coming out to surface, rendering truth and justice to become ultimate casualties. Broader public and societal interests require that the victims of the crime, who are not ordinarily parties to prosecution, and the interests of state represented by their prosecuting agencies, do not suffer even in slow process but irreversibly and irretrievably, which if allowed would undermine and destroy public confidence in the administration of justice, which may ultimately pave way for anarchy, oppression and injustice, resulting in complete breakdown and collapse of the edifice of rule of law, enshrined and jealously guarded and protected by the Constitution. There comes the need for protecting the witness. Time has come when serious and undiluted thoughts are to be bestowed for protecting witnesses, so that ultimate truth is presented before the court and justice triumphs and the trial is not reduced to mockery. The state has a definite role to play in protecting the witnesses, to start with, at least in sensitive cases involving those in power, who has political patronage and can wield muscle and money power, to avert trial getting tainted and derailed and truth becoming a casualty. As a protector of its citizens, it has to ensure that during a trial in court the witness could safely depose truth without any fear of being haunted by those against whom he has deposed. Some legislative enactments, like the Terrorist and Disruptive Activities Prevention Act, 1987, in short the TADA Act, have taken note of the reluctance shown by witnesses to depose against dangerous criminals, terrorists. In a milder form also, the reluctance and the hesitation of witnesses to depose against people with muscle power, money power or political power has become the order of the day. If ultimately truth is to be arrived at, the eyes and ears of justice have to be protected, so that the interests of justice do not get incapacitated in the sense of making the proceedings before courts mere mock trials, as are usually seen in movies. Legislative measures to emphasize prohibition against tampering with witness, victim or informant have become the imminent and inevitable need of the day. Conducts which illegitimately affect the presentation of evidence in proceedings before the courts have to be seriously and sternly dealt with. There should not be any undue anxiety to only protect the interest of the accused. That would be unfair, as noted above, to the needs of the society. On the contrary, the efforts should be to ensure fair trial where the accused and the prosecution both get a fair deal. Public interest in the proper administration of justice must be given as much importance, if not more, as the interests of the individual accused. In this, courts have a vital role to play.